Tantor Audio presents High Stakes by Helen Harper. Narrated by Saskia Malleveld. Chapter 1. Clients. Dr. Love knits his hands together and gazes at me with a fatherly smile. I've elected to come to his office rather than continue to run the gauntlet of the Montserrat mansion, even though I left the family with the secret encouragement of Michael, Lord Montserrat. The vast majority of my siblings regard me as a traitor. The small room is sparsely decorated and possesses a remarkable lack of personality. I suppose Love's clients make up for it. There's a wall calendar and an impressive array of scholarly medical tomes on a heavy bookshelf, but the walls themselves are an unobtrusive beige, and there's no artwork. There's not even a family photo on his tidy desk. The smell of bleach mingles with some potent kind of herbal tea. I can see several soggy, discarded tea bags lying in the bottom of his waste paper basket. Unless he has a team of extremely lazy cleaners, I can only surmise that he's already on his seventh cup. But then again, it is 7 p.m. in the evening. As a newly fledged vampire, I'm not strong enough yet to withstand the sun's rays. Consequently, I have to wait until dusk before I can venture outside. To say living nocturnally makes my life complicated would be the understatement of the year. At least with winter approaching, the days are shortening. I've never looked forward to November before. In England, even here in the warmer south, it's typically a grey affair, with depressing skies, endless rain, and little prospect of sunshine. I can't wait.
"So, Beau, how have you been?"
Dr. Love asks the question.